The Message, Lose Yourself in Service, by President Thomas S. Monson. The needs of others are ever-present, and each of us can do something to help someone. Jack McConnell grew up in the hills of Southwest Virginia in the United States as one of seven children of a Methodist minister and a stay-at-home mother. Their circumstances were very humble. He recounted that during his childhood, every day as the family sat around the dinner table, his father would ask each one in turn, "And what did you do for someone today?" The children were determined to do a good turn every day so they could report to their father that they had helped someone. Dr. McConnell calls this exercise his father's most valuable legacy, for that expectation and those words inspired him and his siblings to help others throughout their lives. As they grew and matured, their motivation for providing service changed to an inner desire to help others. Besides Dr. McConnell's distinguished medical career, where he directed the development of the tuberculosis Tyne test, participated in the early development of the polio vaccine, supervised the development of Tylenol, and was instrumental in developing the magnetic resonance imaging procedure, or MRI, he created an organization he calls Volunteers in Medicine, which gives retired medical personnel a chance to volunteer at free clinics serving the working uninsured. Dr. McConnell said his leisure time since he retired has evaporated into 60-hour weeks of unpaid work. But his energy level has increased, and there is a satisfaction in his life that wasn't there before. He made this statement, "In one of those paradoxes of life, I have benefited more from volunteers in medicine than my patients have. There are now over 90 such clinics across the United States." Of course, we can't all be Dr. McConnell's, establishing medical clinics to help the poor. However, the needs of others are ever-present, and each of us can do something to help someone. Our responsibility to minister. The Apostle Paul admonished, "By love, serve one another." Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. Recall with me the familiar words of King Benjamin in the Book of Mormon, "When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God." Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. The Savior taught his disciples, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it." Luke chapter 9, verse 24. I believe the Savior is telling us that unless we lose ourselves in service to others, there is little purpose to our own lives. Those who live only for themselves eventually shrivel up and figuratively lose their lives, while those who lose themselves in service to others grow and flourish and, in effect, save their lives. I am confident it is the intention of each member of the church to serve and to help those in need. At baptism, we covenanted to bear one another's burdens, that they may be light. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 8. How many times has your heart been touched as you have witnessed the need of another? How often have you intended to be the one to help? And yet how often has day-to-day living interfered and you've left it for others to help, feeling that, oh, surely someone will take care of that need? Simple service. You may lament, "I can barely make it through each day, doing all that I need to do. How can I provide service for others? What can I possibly do?" Several years ago, I was interviewed by the Church News prior to my birthday. At the conclusion of the interview, the reporter asked what I would consider the ideal gift that members worldwide could give to me. I replied, "Find someone who is having a hard time or is ill or lonely and do something for him or her." I was overwhelmed when that year for my birthday, I received hundreds of cards and letters from members of the church around the world telling me how they had fulfilled that birthday wish. The acts of service range from assembling humanitarian kits to doing yard work. I share with you just a few of the countless notes contained in the many gifts I received. One small child wrote, "My grandpa had a stroke, and I held his hand." From an 8-year-old girl, "My sister and I served my mom and family by organizing and cleaning the toy closet. It took us a few hours, and we had fun. The best part was that we surprised my mom and made her happy because she didn't even ask us to do it." An 11-year-old girl wrote, "There was a family in my ward that did not have a lot of money. They have 3 little girls. The mom and dad had to go somewhere, so I offered to watch the 3 girls. The dad was just about to hand me a $5 bill. I said, 'I can't take it. My service was that I watched the girls for free.'" My birthday cards and notes came also from teenagers and young men and young women classes who made blankets for hospitals, served in food pantries, were baptized for the dead, and performed numerous other acts of service. Relief societies, where help can always be found, provided service above and beyond that which they would normally have given. Priesthood groups did the same. My brothers and sisters, my heart has seldom been as touched and grateful as it was when Sister Monson and I literally spent hours reading of these gifts. My heart is full now as I speak of the experience and contemplate the lives which have been blessed as a result for both the giver and the receiver. My brothers and sisters, may we ask ourselves the question which greeted Dr. Jack McConnell and his brothers and sisters each evening at dinner time. What have I done for someone today? That service to which all of us have been called is the service of the Lord Jesus Christ. Note, from the October 2009 General Conference Address, "What Have I Done for Someone Today?" End of the message, "Lose Yourself in Service" by President Thomas S. Monson. Read by David Shaw.